Yud Aleph. Okay, so on Yud Aleph, right, so that was Yud Aleph. So that's what we said over here. Let's go to Yud Beis. Ato Hashem lo sich lo rachamecha mimeni. So you, Hashem, you haven't withheld your mercy from me, right? Chaskav amitecha tamid yitzruni. Your chesed, your emes, tamid yitzruni. They always preserve me, they take care of me. And that's a good call, that chesed and emes. Sometimes it's chesed, and sometimes it's emes. It's what we deserve, right? But that will take care of me. Whatever I need, that's what it's going to be. Kiyafu alai rose adi mispor, because there are enclosed about me evils that I cannot even number. Right, there have reached me my sins. I'm not able to see it. The stuff that I'm not able to look up. They are so much more than the hairs of my own head. And my heart forsakes me. And even my heart fails me. It's interesting. Your hair grows back after you cut it off. David Melech is likening his Yisurin to hair that is regrowing. Even when I get rid of one Yisurin, another one comes up. Another one grows back.
I wasn't joking when I said that then.
That one?
And how do we explain the molding? If I'm saying, if that's a pshat, then I'm saying, is there a pshat behind someone who eventually doesn't grow back?
Yeah, but that's a different issue. It's a good call, but yeah, that's not... This is just the same way that hair grows back after you cut it normally. I'm not talking about a person who goes bald, but the same way it normally happens, so too we have this concept of David HaMelech Yisurin just would not stop. They kept coming after one after the other after the other. And Atzmu was like, Atzem, it became so strong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be pleased and try to save me. Hashem Latzi Chusha, please make haste in order to save me from all of this, the evil that is around me, the Yitzhar that's around me. They should be ashamed. They should be degraded. All those who search for my soul to sweep it away. They should turn away and be embarrassed. Those who try to do evil to me. Let them be desolate, right, because of their own shame. The ones that say, aha, aha, right, those people. You mean if I fight together against me? But those who search for you, they should be all happy. They should continuously say, God is great, those who love your salvation. And I think that's also including Lashem Shemayim. They want to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is exalted and glorified rather than worry about their own needs. What are you going to say? Okay, bani ani v'avion, but I, is for the poor and the destitute. Hashem yachshav li, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will account it to me. Will put it on my cheshbon. As rasim gafalti atah, you are my help, you are my rescuer. Elokai al ta'achar, my God, do not delay, do not delay. An old man had young children. There's a mashal that he gives, right? And he worried about them. What's going to happen after the death? So a sage told him, occupy yourself with Torah study every free moment and pour out your heart in prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else you can do, right? You can give them money, but who says what he's going to do with the money, right? You could offer them good advice. Who says they're going to take the good advice? But if you do it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find a way to help you. And that's the way it'll happen over here. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to worry for me, so to speak. Now, Perek Mem Aleph, Amtsef Mizmor David. Hashrei Mis Maskil Odol, happy is the person, right, that is wise and understands the poor. B'yom Ra'ayu Malteu Hashem. And that guy, on his day of evil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save him. Do unto others as you want done to yourself is the concept, right? But it really is true. You give poor people money on that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give back to you. There was a brilliant man. Everybody knows, if you go to a Sephardi shul, I should have waited for a minute before this. If you go to a Sephardi shul by Poseach HaZidach HaMaspil HaKhuchar Ratzon by Ashrei, they open up their hands and they show it to Shemayim, right? There was a guy who would go around, right? And he would go to them exactly when they would open up their hands. He would go to the wealthy men in Shul right when they would do it. So when they would go, think, give me HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he would say, give me and he'll give you. That's what he did. And it was brilliant. He made a killing. He was like that guy in Tuya McCormick. The guy's making a killing. I don't know if he's making so much anymore. But regardless, right? That's the concept.
Why is that okay?
Why isn't it okay? Why can't you do it?
He's a lot of ass.
Yeah.
I know, but
he was poor. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it just sounds like
chutzpah?
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta be chutzpah in order to get money. You're a poor guy. You gotta use chutzpah. There's no other way to do it. You gotta have that azus.
Okay, I get it. Yeah. I'm saying like
you should never suffer the pangs of hunger. And that way you'll never have to worry about this. But unfortunately, that's the way it goes, right? That's that.
But you think he was, I'm saying like he had to have good intentions behind going up to someone doing it. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I just don't. I guess you said like I don't know what it means, but like I just don't understand how.
When are you gonna get money? Otherwise, this is a good way of getting money.
But when I say Poseach HaZidecha, it's not necessarily meaning that I want a customer to give me money.
If you're opening up your hands, it is.
Oh.
That's exactly what you're saying. That's the point. All right, the other things that we could say, happy is he, right, is somebody who visits those who are suffering or sick and encourages them, right, and strengthens their spirit. Some say that b'yom ra'ayim al teyu Hashem, some say that that encouragement of spirit will save the sick person, not you. It'll save the sick person. That the sick person just needs a little bit of encouragement, positivity. And once you give it to them, then everything good comes. That's an unbelievable little way over here, right? Happy is he who helps them in wise ways and things that are hard, right? And that's that. Okay, so that's the idea. There's no, you need that type of, like, no busha whatsoever. Just know, giving a poor person and embarrassing him while doing so is worse than not giving him at all. It's better to not give than give and embarrass him at the same time.
Wait, that's not what you just said.
It's better to give, obviously, giving a person is the best, okay? Not giving him is still better than giving him and embarrassing him at the same time, okay. Right? That's the way it has to be.
And when you say not and not embarrassing, meaning like only give him a dollar, or meaning like, here's my
gathering
money,
gathering a crowd
person,
and
like,
saying, I've got $100, and you say, $1, $2, $3, right? Where the guy is embarrassed because he's in front of a whole crowd and everybody's like cheering him on or whatever it is.
Not that.
Not necessarily. No, I don't think so. I don't think it was embarrassing. Yeah, exactly.
Would it be the same thing as like someone who goes around during shul and you die and they don't have that green, whatever that is.
The green card?
The skama thing, whatever it is. You dafka saying, where is it?
Halachically in Chicago, you shouldn't be giving him. Maskil Adol. Maskil Adol is the Rosh Hashanah of Adam. That a man, right? That a man should be there. You have to be a man in order to ascertain another person's woe and some sadness and stuff like that. You got to be very careful of fasting. Once a person starts fasting and starts treating himself to, you know, losing out on something, you start to understand what it means to be poor, or what it means to whatever it is, and then you'll understand them a little better. And that's maskil eldol. He's wise enough, whatever it is, but he's maskil eldol in order to understand what the gal is actually going through. And it's very, very good to be able to pay it back at some point as well. Okay. Hashem Yishmeru V'Chayehu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will preserve him. In other words, be shomer him and let him live. Yehusha Baruch will be happy in the land. Al-Tinei V'Nefesh Yevav. He will not be delivered into the hands of his enemies. Pasuk Dalet over here. Hashem Yisrael Eretz Devo Hashem should strengthen you on the bed of sickness over here. Kol Mishkavo Havachto V'Choyo. Anybody who is lying down in bed, he will turn him around during his sickness. Right? And that's that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will support you, right? If you're the person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, obviously. That's the idea. He's going to turn from death to life. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should give me grace. We're falling off sheaf. Heal my soul, because I've sinned against you. Right? And that's the healing of the soul. The root of all illness is some mental anguish. And therefore, because of that, you should try to find, what do I need to do in order to become better? Oy vayom rali. My enemies have said to me, evil to me. I said evil things. My son was Baal Vachmo. When will he die? And he'll lose his name. If he comes to see me, he speaks out lies. He'll gather together a bunch of bad things. And he'll speak, you know, out of it to other people. In other words, during my illness, right, he pretends concern and that he's all woeful and everything like that and whatever it is. But sitting down with me, he's sitting there and he's thinking about all the evil things that are going to happen as well. Yeah, this is also a guy who goes up to a person who's sick and he says to him, oh yeah, I know that sickness really well. My grandfather passed away from that. That is not what you tell a sick person while he's sitting on a sick bed. That's the worst thing you could possibly say. You turned around his bed completely and destroyed him. That's a defacto b'choyo. They start whispering against me. All of my enemies against me. I've heard much worse when it comes to these types of things, right? People going into a shiva house. Just being was he a good person, the guy that died? Come on, dude. That is just not the right. All my enemies against the actual Rali. They think evil against me. An evil thing clings to him. And now that he lies down, he will never get up ever again. Even my friend, you know, that I trusted in, he eats my bread. He turns his heel against me. He's the person. He doesn't want to listen to me. He doesn't want to talk to me. You have given me grace. You have set me up. And that I may pay them back for everything they have done. And that's how I know that you desire me. You did not allow my enemies to triumph over me. In my innocence, you have supported me. and you set me down in front of you forever. This is an interesting little line. David HaMelech said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, if not for you having upheld me, I would not be able to stand in this world. Rabbi Pinchas ben Chama Ba'ar Kohen said, to what can this compared? Like a long ladder with a crown placed all the way on the top. Whoever goes up on top of the ladder, says the king, and goes all the way up to the top, gets to keep the crown. One man began to go off, but he fell off after the second rung. Second fell off to the third rung. I guess there were high rungs, right, to be able to go all the way up. Someone with understanding following, after going up two or three rungs, his legs gave way, he called out and he said, my master, the king, help me. Called out to the king to help him. At that point, the king came and said, you know, if the people that had tried, you know, that came before you, if they would have done this, they wouldn't have fallen. Now that you're here, yes, I'll help you. And he helped him get up to the top and he grabbed out the crown. That was the idea behind it. So that's the concept. The ladder represents the Yetzer Hara. And the Dor HaMabul tried defeating it, right? They lost. The Tower of Babel tried defeating it and they lost. Bnei Yisrael, or David HaMelech will say, said, I'm calling upon you to help me. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like, that's what I was waiting for. I was waiting for someone to ask me. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael me'olam ve'olam amen v'amen. Blessed be Hashem, the God of Israel, from this world until the next world. Amen and amen. The sick man, he's concluded everything. And so to hear, this is like the conclusion of a whole book. This is the first book of David HaMelech that he finished off. He says, amen in this world, amen in the next world. That everything should be good in this world, everything should be good in the next world. That's the idea behind it. Okay, that's the concept over here. Let's skip Mem Beis right now, okay? Let's go to Mem Gimel for 1 second. There's a lot behind Mem Beis. Mem Gimel is a short one, and we don't have that much time. Shavteni Elohim Vri Vri Vi. Judge me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and fight my fights, me Goy Lo Chassid, from a nation that has no chassidus, that has no chassid. Me'ish Mirm of Avlo Svalteni, from an evil and bad man, a trickster man, Svalteni, you should save me. That's the idea of rescue me from what happens over here. So he said, plead my cause. I want you to fight my battles, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want you to fight them for me, right? Because I have no strength to be able to do so, says David HaMelech. Allow me to get what I need in order to follow so that I stay away from these people. Now, the people that we're referring to over here are, number one, liars and hypocrites. That's really what we're referring to. People that pretend to be one thing on the outside are really not so whatsoever. Also, apostates, people that end off going off the derech. In their eagerness to demonstrate how much they are like the other nations, they want to show, oh, I can't stand the Jews at all, and do everything they can to knock down the Jewish nation, which is obviously not the way to go. That's not going to happen whatsoever. We are a nation devoid of loving kindness. There's no spiritual training necessarily for loving kindness. It's just something that you got to learn how to do physically. You either do it or you don't do it. But there's no way to really like learn how to do chesed in order to do chesed correctly. You just do what you have to do, right? That's what you have to do over here. You have to work on yourself to be able to get out. Ki'ato Elohim Elohim Uzi, you are the God of my strength. Lama Zinachtani, so why have you forsaken me? Lama Kodera Salach Balachot Oyev, why do you go in mourning while I walk under the oppression of my enemy itself? Why, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not taking care of me? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to fight my fights. I need you to take care of my enemies for me. Why are you allowing me to do this on my own? Shlach Orcha Vamitecha, send out your light and your truthiness. Hema Yanchuni, they will take care of me, they'll lead me. Yivyuni Al-Hakachacha, they'll bring me to your holy mountain, Val Mishkan Osecha, and to your abode, the place where you dwell, in order for me to take it. And obviously that of Mishkan is referring to the Beis HaMikdash and Hara Muri, etc. But the Beis HaMikdash was not made in the times of David HaMelech, so he didn't call it the Beis HaMikdash, he called it the Mishkan. And that's the idea behind it. And give me your light and your truth. Light and truth refer to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Give me those two. Then it says, I will go to the altar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the God, right, who is the gladness of my happiness. And I will thank you upon my harp, upon my guitar, whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A bit of joy over here. There are two types of joy. There's a joy that comes fully all at once. There's a joy that comes bit by bit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, or what David HaMelech is saying over here, is that I want to have a gladness of joy. In other words, a type of joy that lasts forever. That's what I'm looking for. How is my soul been so knocked down? How I moan. I hope to HaKadosh Baruch Hu go to the Yeshua's Panai Velohai that I should still thank him for the salvations of my face and for what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done to me. And therefore, I'm going to daven to you again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to get this out. This seems like a really good tehillim to say when a person feels like they're being downtrodden or something's happening and he really needs help right there at that moment. Seems to be a really, really good parak of tehillim to say. All right, guys, we did Mem Aleph and Mem Gimel. Mem Beis will have to come back to you. Thank you, Noah. If you could send it to me.